Stephanie Schaefer, and you're listening to the North Star Narrative, a podcast from North Star Academy. I want to thank you for joining us. I hope you're encouraged, challenged, and motivated by what you learned today. Enjoy the story. Hey, everybody. We're back today with our advising department, Megan Carpenter and Tasha Calvin. And we're so excited just to be able to sit down with them and provide you with the best information. Today, we're going to be talking about 4th through 8th courses and then 9th through 12th, what parents and students need to know when selecting the right courses. So thanks, Megan and Tasha, for joining me again.
Absolutely.
So let's jump in. What do parents need to know when they're looking at 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, or 8th grade? We're kind of categorizing those elementary and middle school separate than high school. And I know, Megan, you work with 4th through 10th grade mainly, and then Tasha handles 11th and 12th because that gets more into the guidance of university, college admissions. And we're going to talk about that on the next episode. And for more general advising questions, make sure you go back and listen to podcast 184, the one from last week, where they give some of their best tips and just what you need to know in general to get started at North Star. So Megan, you want to jump in 4th through 8th? Give us your best information for parents.
Sure. So at North Star, we categorize grades 4 through 6 as elementary and grades 7 and 8 as middle school. And we have our courses on our website grouped that way as well. So if you go to the North Star website, go to academics and our courses, you'll see an elementary school button and a middle school button. And so you can click into those to see what's offered in each. In 4th through 12th grade, a lot of the courses are numbered by the grade. So language arts 4 is the 4th grade English language arts course. Math 4 is the 4th grade math course. So a lot of them are kind of numbered that way. So they're kind of easy to figure out what is the course for each grade level. Some of them don't have that number, but we list what we recommend the course for. So for example, Global Perspectives, Ancient Western History is a social studies course that's good for either a 4th or a 5th grader. So we indicate that there on the website. For 4th through 7th grade, we recommend that students take the 4 core courses as a minimum. So English language arts, math, science, and social studies. And that's the minimum that we want them to take. They can also take another elective course in addition to those if they want to, but that is not required. And then in 8th grade, we do highly recommend they add a 5th course because when they move to high school, a full load is 6 credits per school year. So that's kind of a transition year to start taking a few more courses to get them ready for that full load in 9th grade. So 8th grade, same thing, English, math, science, social studies, and then a 5th course we recommend to get them ready for high school. So that's basically that. There's also a sample course plan on our website. So if you click into that elementary or that middle school page on there, you'll see a button that says sample NSA course plan. And we have a sample course plan for 4th all the way to 12th grade. So you can see what we recommend specifically course-wise for each grade on that sample course plan.
Tasha, do you have anything to add 4th through 8th before we move on to 9th through 12th?
Yes, in regards to 8th grade, and this refers to 8th grade only, we do have a couple of options for 8th graders to take high school classes. So that would be Algebra 1, Physical Science, Preparing for Academic Success, or MS Office Pro. So those are the only options for classes that 8th graders can take for high school credit. Now note, these classes will go on the student's transcript and count in the student's high school GPA. So it's very important that you make sure your student is prepared to enroll in those classes before taking those.
And I want to jump in here and say, this is being recorded in 2023, in the middle of the year. 2023. So just in case you're listening to this later on, always check our website because we do add new courses often. We're always creating courses. And so wanted to throw that in there. So let's jump into 9 through 12. What do parents need to know if they've got a student heading into those grades?
The biggest thing, or I think the thing that would be the most helpful for parents is to make sure they're looking at the student's graduation plan. So they can view that by logging into their Genius account and going to view graduation plan. And that is broken down to where they can see what credits are required, what they've already completed, if they have any tentative credits that haven't transferred over yet, and then also what's remaining. And then there's a link at the top of that graduation plan that if they click on that, then it gives even more detail. It breaks it down by separate categories as far as what they have taken in those specific categories, such as English, math, and science, and so forth. And so that is what we use when we're helping them to know what classes they need to take. So it's definitely important for parents to look at that graduation plan, and that will help them to know where their students are and where they still have remaining to go.
And also on that course plan that I mentioned earlier, it has suggestions for 9th through 12th grade as well, for suggestions for the standard diploma and suggestions for the advanced diploma. That's a question we get. What's the difference between standard and advanced diploma? So a standard diploma requires 24 total credits. Advanced requires 26 total credits. So the advanced is going to require more credits. It also requires some courses that the standard diploma does not require. So 2 credits of a world language, 1/4 math, and 1/4 science are extras that are required for the advanced diploma. A college is not necessarily going to see the type of diploma you receive. Sometimes they may, but not always. But they definitely will see the student's transcript. And so that advanced diploma helps the student show on their transcript some more rigorous courses that they've taken throughout high school. Our graduation requirements are listed on our website under academics graduation requirements. And then also, as Tasha said, in that graduation plan, those graduation requirements are listed right there on the student's graduation plan in Genius.
All right, let's talk about a few questions you might get on a regular basis from families. I know one question the office gets is, do we offer IEPs? And I know we do not officially offer an IEP, but we do have some accommodations naturally built into our courses. So how do you answer that question when someone says, hey, can you help my student with an IEP?
Well, with our courses, students can take the time that they need to complete the courses. We do have set end dates. But so for a semester course, we have 18 weeks of work, but students have 26 weeks to complete it. For a year-long class, we have 36 weeks of work, but students have 52 weeks to complete it. So as on an IEP, sometimes you'll see like extended time. That's not something that we offer because we already give extended time to all of our students in order for them to complete the classes.
Students also have the ability to work on their courses at whatever time of day is best for them. So if they do better taking math in the morning, they can plan to work on math in the morning and English in the afternoon. They can kind of set that schedule. They can set where they're working because they just have that flexibility at home to schedule when and where they're working also.
All right. What are some other questions that you seem to get on a daily basis, weekly basis from parents?
One is one that we already answered in relating to the graduation plan. I know I get a lot of questions of what do my students still has remaining to complete to graduate? And so I immediately refer them to the graduation plan and help them walk through it to better understand the plan and what they need to take. So that is the first place I would say to go, is to log into your Genius account and go to that graduation plan, because then that is completely written out and broken down to what your student needs to take. And then if you see any concerns or anything that's not listed in the category that you think it needs to be listed in, then just, of course, reach out to us and we will take a look at it and can make adjustments to the grad plan if needed.
Another question I get is just how their courses will transfer to North Star, if it's a new student transferring or if somebody decided to take something else outside of North Star. We've got that really well spelled out on the website as well. Again, under the academics tab and then transfer credits, there's a different section for different types of transfer credit. So if a student can concurrently take courses while taking courses at North Star and transfer those to North Star, if they're taking those courses at an accredited school, a non-accredited school, and then we also can transfer college credit as dual credit to the student's high school transcript. And so there's different things involved with transferring those, but that it is pretty well spelled on the website exactly how that works. But you can always ask additional questions on how those things transfer once you've read through that and have a general understanding of it. You can always email advising at nsa.school, and that comes to Tasha and I. So either one of us can grab that email and answer. But yeah, transfer credits is a big one. And so that's about on the website. It's a good place to start. And then you can ask additional questions to us.
Yeah, definitely start at our website, nsa.school. I know sometimes we get really busy, especially in maybe July, August, September, as families are trying to get registered. So what's your advice to families? I know you probably say, do not wait to the last minute. Start early, get your questions answered. But how early do they need to start prior to a start date?
As far as planning for courses, I would say at least a couple weeks before the start date that you want. So you can first figure out what it is that you're going to register your student for. And then you have time to register your student. The absolute deadline to register is the Tuesday prior to the start date that you want. But you definitely want to start planning before that. And if it is one of our busy times, you may not be able to schedule an appointment for the following day. It may be several days out. So make sure you're checking that if that's one of your things. If you need to book an appointment with us, make sure you look at the calendar at least a couple weeks before you plan to add courses to make sure you get that appointment. And definitely during our busy times, it may be even more than that just because everybody needs an appointment. But you can always send emails as well if you can't get an appointment in that window of time that you want, and we can answer via email also. But yeah, planning the sooner the better is always good.
And I'll add to that as far as Megan mentioned the Tuesday prior. So you have to make sure you register for the class the Tuesday prior to the Monday that the class starts. So if you're looking at starting that following Monday, then you have to make sure you register by that Tuesday prior. I know that's a lot, but that's the only way you can guarantee that you can get into the class when you want it to start, because start dates normally start on Mondays, and that gives you time to complete the orientation. Everyone is required to complete the orientation prior to starting their class. So that's very important for the supervisor and the student to plan ahead so that you can get that orientation completed prior to your start date.
That gives time for you to order your books and resources as well that you may need for your courses. Not all of our courses need that, but several of them still do. So that gives time to order and get those in before the start date as well.
And speaking of orientation, you're going to want to go check out episode 177 and 178 with Kimberly Smith, onboarding, and then the orientation details. That is not something you want to skip. Especially if you're brand new to online school, you're going to need to learn some very important information as a parent, as a supervisor, and as a student. So great. Yeah, this has been some good information. So remember, start with the website, nsa.school, book an appointment pretty far out from when you're ready to start. Listen to the podcast previous to this last week for general information on booking that appointment and, just getting to know our advising department. And so thank you, Megan, for joining us for these two episodes. We'll be jumping on with Tasha next week for guidance, and the week after that for SCORE, the system that we use for students to get ready for university. Thanks so much, ladies.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening today. If you have any questions for our guest or would like information about North Star, please email us at podcast@nsa.school. We love having guests on our show and getting to hear their stories. If you have anyone in mind that you think would be a great guest to feature, please email us and let us know. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on upcoming stories.